This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares class. Think about this. So you want to operate a motor vehicle on the highways and byways and not be pulled over by the police, right? So you get a driver's license. And the state says you will buy automobile insurance. For most of the states, Virginia is one exception. You don't have to have automobile insurance in Virginia, but you do have to pay a fee to the state. But think about this. It's collusion. I don't know how else you could look at it, where the insurance companies and the state governments are colluding to force you to buy insurance. Now, I have insurance. Okay? I think it's a good thing. But to be forced to it, to buy it, is another thing. That's just one of the little things that the governments are doing with big business. So every year, your automobile insurance keeps going up and up and up and up. There's nothing you can do about it in most instances. Rich?
Well, since you brought up economics, let me tell you why people can't afford this stuff. See, they want people off the road. They want people in 15-minute cities. They don't want people driving. That's why they want EVs, so you can't drive very far. They're telegraphing this very... You know, every baby in the forest should be able to see this. For example, so the number of layoffs in the U.S. has gone up by 136% in just 1 month. Again, this is on CitizenWatchReport.com. Folks, I even hate giving sources because I want people to prove me wrong. I want people to say, oh, this is BS. I want people to say, hey, I'm going to start reading and research and verifying what Rich and Vince and the USA Prepares team says. Here's another one. Biden's wreck of the U.S. economy is what it's titled. Mortgage demand fell to new 30-year low in January, down 54% from pandemic peak. Yeah, what a great president. Credit card delinquency surged 50%. This is called the Bidenomics effect. Credit card debts hit record high of $1.13 trillion. Delinquencies surged 50%. Biden is making coal great again, by the way. And guess where it's going? To India. That's right. We can't use it, though. Biden puts union workers in Vegas to sleep as he falsely claims he created 15 million brand new jobs and lies about blacks and Hispanics. People, you can't believe anything. Just like in the commercial before the break about Nikki Haley, they just say stuff. They get told what to say. It's a push-button, feel-good, something you can't prove, Hegelian dialectic, professional wordsmithing. That's what it is. Do you know Nikki Haley was a World Economic Forum young global leader? That's right. I saw her on film. On film. But you're not going to hear that from the mainstream media, are you? And Vince, you mentioned earlier, just not too many moments ago, about how people don't believe anything anymore. Well, here's I'm looking at a clip here where Hillary Clinton is calling Trump a wannabe dictator. You can't, and he's a Putin puppet. You can't make this stuff up. People, we've talked about projection. That's what these people do because they know, they literally say idiots, and they know you're not going to read, research, and verify. Think about what she's done. Her and the Democrat Party wants to imprison President Trump. She was the creation, her and the DNC, behind the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And did she take money from Russia? I don't know. Is there a little thing called Uranium One? You remember that? Selling Russia uranium? Who's Putin's puppet? And think about the police state she has behind her. The DOJ, the FBI, the DHS. I mean, everything. You know how many corrupt scam articles we've given on those people? And the censoring these people do because we're dissidents. And the state-controlled media that she basically owns. Don't forget, she also called for re-education camps. Oh, and don't forget, Vince Foster didn't kill himself. Do you know, people, that Bill Clinton literally has used the phrase, and it's on audio, make America great again. People, we cannot believe until we read, research, and verify. We have to have these uncomfortable conversations. Do you know that there's some recent breaking news? Do you remember when President Trump, on January 19th in 2021, he basically signed a letter declassifying Hurricane Crossfire? Remember that? Well, there's documents showing Obama, Biden, the CIA, the DOJ, and the FBI spied on him. Why do you think they raided Mar-a-Lago, people? Because they're trying to steal back the evidence of their crimes. People, there's just so much information. It's just like, okay, did you hear, Vince, did you hear about the new, it's about, I don't know, a few days old. Okay, it's about a week old. Hamas was under UNRWA's nose. For those of you who don't know, UNRWA is a branch of the United Nations. And they were basically, oh no, there's no tunnels, all this stuff. The tunnels, Israeli soldiers literally found tunnels under the UN. People, all these people, all they care about is war. That's it. And, you know, here's another article right here, Vincent, and I'll let you chime in. FOIA documents reveal secret 2020 Election Day meeting with CISA, Dominion, ESNS, ERIC, FBI, leftist organizations, state officials, and others, and it was just recently discovered. If judges were doing their job, people, the 2020 election would have been uncertified. Here's a few comments. The 2020-22 election and so many others were stolen, rigged, and those with half a brain know it. Trump won, Lake won, et cetera. Traitors need to be held accountable. I don't see any accountability. These are comments from the American people. Next comment. Innocent January Sixers rot in prison with real villains and saboteurs walk completely free. We must absolutely hold them accountable no matter how long it takes. These are the articles because people know, the American people know, about all this election fraud, especially in the 2020 election and every election since that and even before that. But no one's doing their job, Vince. And this is so when you have a whole branch of government not doing their job, here's another one. Iranian regime interfered in 2020 presidential election the week before the election. Chris Krebs kept this secret from a congressional testimony. Vince, we have so much fraud. And the people who are getting promoted, like a CNN journalist, who I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit right now from an article I saved, he wrote a story about, remember the intelligence officers claiming Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, 51 of them? He's getting a promotion. So the people, Vince, who are not doing their job are reaping the rewards. Your comment, Vince Finelli, on anything I just said.
Well, I have a lot of comments. You mentioned credit card delinquency, and Klaus, you might know that I was a dreamer for three of the largest credit card companies in the country. And my job was to build computer systems and networks to make the customer's experience better. That was my job. And I did. And just to put an exclamation point on it, that system that we all hate, press one, press two, you know, for a telephone, when you call pretty much any company now, I was one of the first people to build it in the world. So, credit card delinquency, something I know a little bit about. Headlines, ABC News, Capital One to buy Discover for $35 billion. Capital One is not considered the greatest credit card issuer in the world. It's not. Capital One, if you're late, they're going to hit you with fees. The best credit card company, I think, in the world is Discover, at least according to my experiences. These two companies are at the opposite end of the spectrum. Discover Card is great. I'm one of the first cardholders of Discover. When they first came out, I got one. I still have it. I really like those guys. My credit card gets declined, Visa, MasterCard. They get declined because they think there's some kind of fraud involved in the purchase that I'm trying to make. They shut us down. Not my fault. I'm not perpetrating fraud. I have a great credit rating, almost as high as you can get, just a few points below the highest rating you could possibly get. And I don't even have a job. Discover Card doesn't do that kind of stuff. But Visa and MasterCard, they do. It happened to me last week, the week before. It's amazing to me that our government will allow the consolidation of Discover and Capital One credit cards. It makes for fewer choices for the customers. It makes for less competition. It makes for higher fees. Mark my words. Last night I saw a video called Oppenheimer. It was in the movies. It was a movie of 2023 last year. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm assigning it as homework. If you watch Oppenheimer, there's some salacious sex in there. It's not necessary. But if you watch Oppenheimer, you will see the insatiable greed of some of our government players. You will see how Oppenheimer and the scientists and Albert Einstein and all the greats, the absolute most brilliant people in the world at that time, how they were used and played and discarded. You will see the lying, the cheating, the misrepresentation, the obfuscation, and the railroading, and the broken system that allowed Oppenheimer, J. Robert Oppenheimer, to be discredited after he instrumentally led the Manhattan Project, which brought a rapid end to the fighting with Japan that some of my relatives were involved in, especially my father and John Reagan's father, fighting the Japanese in World War II. Oppenheimer, discredited. It's an outrage.
Just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I signed Oppenheimer, the movie, as homework. It's required. Albert Einstein in the movie told Robert Oppenheimer about an award that Einstein received. He received this really prestigious award. And he said, "This award isn't for me. It's for them. And it'll happen to you. And then they'll discard you." And I'm paraphrasing. And that's exactly what happened. You get the award for doing brilliant work, but the award's not for you. The award is for them. And I've gotten awards. I've gotten these exact kinds of awards that you're talking about, or that we're talking about. It's not for me, even though I was the recipient. The award wasn't for me. It was for them, the presenters. And here's the proof. Hollywood. If you look at the awards, you know, for the actors and the actors and the all of those awards, those aren't for the recipients of the award. It's for Hollywood et al. That's who it's for. It's promoting the business of Hollywood. More glitz, more theater, more patting each other and themselves on the back. That's what that is. Rich?
Well, look, I know I've given plenty of articles of the government either setting people up for failure. It's not just with the bomb and Oppenheimer and stuff like that. You know, they also, if you do what they tell you to do, you're going to be basically free from crimes like Ray Epps. You know, I remember reading about the German Enigma machine, how some of the people who broke the code were also discredited. I remember an article about, I think he was an ex-FBI, I can't think of his name, I remember giving these articles. The FBI knocked on his door and said, "I want your help to set up Patriots." I can't remember if it was January 6th or what, and he refused, and they put him in jail. So basically, if the government knocks on your door, the best thing you can do, if they ask you for help, odds are they're either going to set you up or they're going to use your knowledge to set somebody else up so you can sell narratives. Let me just give you an example. It has nothing to do with government, but we have a fascist system, so they're all tied together. I had several, and I think I've mentioned this to you, Vince, several big production companies contact me for things from reality shows to documentaries and things like that because they were trying to shut me up. And they would contact me with young ladies, and we would have some dialogue. And basically, pretty much all of them were honest enough to tell me that they want me to shut up on national radio, not tell the truth anymore, and they were going to reward me with money and fame. And basically, obviously, I didn't do it because I wouldn't be on this broadcast with Vince Vannelli, I'll tell you right now, if I sold you out. So that's kind of what it boils down to today. You know, it's just like Democrat Barbara Lee, she demands a $50 million minimum wage. Do you think she came up with this all by herself? No, she got the green light to say this, because what's going to happen when you give minimum wage to each person $50? If they don't earn it, you're going to have inflation through the roof, which they want because they want to collapse. They want wokeism, putting people in charge of the system who didn't earn it, who are the least qualified to enforce and facilitate the collapse. But when you make a $50 minimum wage, it's beyond stupid. You're going to have inflation through the roof, because your money's not going to be worth anything. And every small business is going to kick their employees out the door because they're barely making it, keeping their head above water now. So what happens when small businesses go into defaults and bankruptcies? Let me tell you what. It's called fascism. The big companies are going to survive, and that's called centralization. And you're going to bring in more robotics, more automation, more artificial intelligence. And the big guys, mostly, they're kept their head above water with grants and money printing and subsidies and lobbyists and PACs. That's how they do it, folks. I mean, remember when Biden was bragging about defying the Supreme Court ruling on student loan bailout? He claimed that debt cancellation is free and it's not going to cost the people anything. No, it's going to cost them everything, because that's what's the definition of cost shifting.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Police in East Texas are offering more details since an officer-involved shooting that involved a teenager who brandished a gun at his school. The teen carried the gun into Pioneer Technology and Arts Academy, a charter school in Mesquite, just east of Dallas.
Officers responded and attempted to negotiate with the subject. During the process of negotiating, an officer-involved shooting occurred.
Mesquite Police Sergeant Curtis Phillips says the student with the gun was wounded. There were no other injuries reported. An expansion of microchip and semiconductor manufacturing in America continues with a new $11.5 billion plant now slated to be built in New York State. It'll go in just north of Albany, New York. Other similar plants have been built all across the country. The chips produced at these plants are considered essential for the modern auto industry, for consumer electronics, and for national defense. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. So, I went in the kitchen during the break, top off my coffee cup, and Bam was on the phone with a customer. And the customer was indicating that his dad read the customer the Riot Act because the customer was supposed to show up 2 days in a row and just never called, never showed up. And I was doing our son a favor, and I was doing the customer a favor by staying around so the customer could pick up their finished car that had to be done immediately. The customer's kind of upset that, you know, Vincent Fennelli, me, I read the customer the Riot Act about, you know, being polite and courteous. And it sure would be nice to get a phone call if you're coming or not coming. Wouldn't that be nice? I just can't stand it. I can't stand people who are inconsiderate, careless, reckless. I just can't stand it. stand it. And it does not have to happen. But any comments about that, Rich? Because I wanted to mention that I'm really excited about reading about dating. Now, I'm not dating. I have a wife, so I don't have to do that. But there's this dating strategist that allegedly is dividing the Internet after claiming that men who make under $50,000 a year should not go on dates because they can't, they don't have enough expendable cash to keep a lady happy. That's what the Internet says. That's ridiculous.
Well, you just mentioned
and
a
I'm
few
looking
things
at this
here, so let me address
Internet. Oh, one last thing. So let me describe this gal. This gal's chunky. This gal is tattooed, dyes her hair an unnatural color, and she's chunky. And she's wearing high heels. I mean, this gal is, you know, she's got a face that would stop an eight-day clock, as Brother A. Kevin used to say in freshman year homeroom at the academy. Back to you.
Of course, you're still letting me talk after that. All right. First of all, you addressed... You made a comment about you did a rush order for somebody and they expected, they wanted the vehicle back early and they didn't show up for a couple of days. Okay, first thing, and we talked about this privately, folks, just so you know, I would make it a policy that you don't do that anymore because there's other people in line and it's first come, first serve. If they want a rush job, they have to pay for it. Okay. You mentioned another word, I think, at least synonymous to inconsiderate. People are too inconsiderate today. Well, think about, you know, do you know how many articles we've given on the bioweapon jab? Here's a new study, a groundbreaking global study on 99 million people, vaccinated people, 99 million. Reveals increases in neurological blood and heart conditions associated with the COVID-19 vaccines. Do you know how many thousands of facts, proof, and evidence we've given that this is a bioweapon? Look at all the people who didn't take it. That's called a controlled group, folks. That's what the powers that be didn't want. So let's talk, use your word, I think it was inconsiderate. It really should be anti-humanity, eugenics, genocide, murder, crime. Those are the words that should be used. Because France basically just passed a new law, or is going to, that if you say anything negative about mRNA injections, you could get up to 3 years in prison and €45,000 fine. So, Vince, there is no common consideration anymore, and it really boils down to one thing. We have a different, until the people admit this and have the humility to admit it, we can't have a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in. We have proven the powers that be are eliminating individualism. I am out of breath proving it, because I've given the facts. And if we don't have practice what you preach laws, none of it's going to change. I've been out of breath talking about this for 13 years. It means our politicians and judges and lawyers, no one's doing their job. One example, 882 private jets have left Las Vegas after the Super Bowl. And these are the same people who scold you for driving a gas car. We can't allow hypocrisy and double standards. We can't allow a different set of rules, laws, and accountability that's only based on what group you're in or your protectionist group status, which is your nepotism connections. If you think you've been vindicated with everything that's happened, including the murder, genocide, eugenics, if you think your group has been vindicated, you are being used as a globalist puppet. You are helping the globalists break the system and allowing an assault on the American people and anybody who wants to be free. You are weaponizing the system against the rule of law and the American people. We have to hold people's feet to the fire vents. Because the how many times have you heard me use the, and with examples, distractions, dumbing down, and divide and conquer strategies. I'm going to give you an article that's just plain stupid. Students in Seattle public school, they were told, if you love reading and writing, you're a white supremacist.
I'm guilty.
You can't even make this stuff up, people. And if you think that they care more about you than other foreign countries, listen to this. Biden's Department of Agriculture is conducting bird flu research with a Chinese scientist linked to the People's Liberation Army. Or how about this one? Special Counsel Hur, H-U-R, finds Joe Biden willfully retained top secret military and national security information. But the DOJ is defending him. And they're saying, oh, he's a poor elderly man with well-being and a poor memory. But he's the commander-in-chief with his finger on the nuclear button. We can't allow. We have to have one set of rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. If you can't see the common denominator in this picture, folks, where the powers that be are purposely lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the job. If you recall, again, blue in the face here, people, the definition of wokeism. This is in their own literature. Just like ending the family, just like ending individual individualism. Everything that I tell you has been read or researched. It's in video. It's even back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Woke society is dependent. Their objective, their agenda, is to collapse the system because they want to put the least qualified people in charge of everything. Just like all the articles and comments we're seeing about Fannie Willis. Oh, she's embarrassing black people. We have to be Americans first. We shouldn't even mention what group they're in. If we had the same rules, laws, and accountability, we wouldn't be here. Just look at how they propagandize everything. European Commission implements Digital Services Act to combat misinformation and disinformation. Next, European Union adopts resolution that criminalizes hate speech. That means anything, people. You say any truth, you're going to be a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, mental health, violent hate, conspiracy theory, and all the subsets like white supremacists and domestic terrorists. Here's another one. UK's Online Safety Act officially grants the mainstream media permission to publish lies. Does that sound like the same rules, laws, and accountability? No. And here's articles galore where the elite 1% are behind this whole culture war and civil war and destruction by design. They want to bring in the great reset. Vince, tell me with everything I just said.
So are you saying that
proof of articles and evidence, what did I say that was incorrect?
Well, I can't think of a single thing, but I'm asking you this. So back in the late 1960s when I was in high school, in the freshman homeroom, and Brother A.K. Kevin said, or Brother A. Kevin said, some of you boys have a face that would stop an eight-day clock. You mean, that's hate speech, right? He shouldn't have said that, right?
Especially if
the point I'm trying to make
who's selling the narrative.
Yeah. Rich, the truckers might actually pull something off that would be positive. There is a it's been reported that there is a Trump trucker boycott. And there's a guy named Chicago Ray, and he's telling the New Yorkers to stock up now because other truckers are joining the protest, refusing jobs, meaning refusing to carry loads that are going to the cities that are backed by the Democrats that are eviscerating and destroying Donald Trump. And so these truckers have had it. These are truckers that support Donald Trump. And I applaud them. I applaud them for doing it. But I don't think it should, you know, picking on New York City, I don't think that's right. I think it should be expanded to Washington, D.C., to Chicago, to all of the cities that are being run into the ground by these people who have been put in positions of power, like mayors, like Lori Lightfoot, like the mayor of New York City, like the mayor of Washington, D.C., like the mayor of San Francisco, like all of the mayors that have been destroying these once great cities. Through, let everybody be nice, and let's, you know, we're not going to prosecute people, and we're going to let them out of jail when the police arrest them for committing crimes against we the villagers. Let's all play nice and let everybody go, and don't worry about laws and rules, and we'll just have a free for all. So I think that the truckers actually could make a difference. And is it okay in my world to cause hardship to the little people? Yeah, it is. It is, because the little people aren't doing enough to fix the problem. They could, in mass, protest and show up at the mayor's office, the mayor's house, and all of the other houses of the people who are causing problems for all of us. They showed up at these, we'll call them rulers. They showed up at the rulers' houses. Things would change, like, right now. So in order for that to happen, the little people have to feel a little bit of pain, and they want to get a steak. Oh, we're out of steak. You want to get a hamburger? We're out of hamburgers. You want french fries at Big McD's? We're out of those. You want a packet of ketchup? We don't have any. You want bottles of water? Sorry, we don't have any. You want lettuce? We had it last week, but we don't have it this week. Prices will go up. If these truckers pull this off, prices will go up, and they'll be screaming and yelling, and the people in charge will capitulate. That's the way I see it. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Rich, I'd love to hear your comments about the truckers and what they plan to do with the boycott. I think it's great. I'm all for it. But people realize that it doesn't come from the store. It comes from the backs of hardworking people.
Pure Polyarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, any comments on what I said?
Well, yeah. I mean, anybody with half a brain is going to be for the truckers. I mean, that's the American way. But why are the truckers doing this? Because there's no rule of law. Because, you know, Trump didn't get a fair trial. He got a theater show trial. He got election interference. This is why you hear me say all the time, standing for principle. I got three very simple rules. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Did Trump get the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody? Did he get a jury trial? Did he get anything fair? Did he get to deliver his evidence? No. How about truth? Oh, my God, he wasn't even allowed to show any evidence. How about the third thing in of my criteria for definition of standing for principle? And that is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. See, this is about hypocrisy and double standards. Trump got nothing but double standards with this so-called show theater, whatever it was, okay? It wasn't a trial. It was total election interference. It's totally brainwash, trying to brainwash the people. Oh, Trump's a felon. They want to put him in jail because Trump is standing for the rule of law. He's standing for America. He's standing for put the best person in charge for the job and let them earn it. See, we don't have that anymore. And that's why we're going to a communism, Marxist country. Every freedom that you've ever known will be gone. I'm telling you right now. Vince?
You're talking about a fair trial. So in the movie Oppenheimer, Glass, you will see that Oppenheimer, after he was instrumental, he was the leader in building the atomic bombs, the two of them, that were released on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that literally ended World War II with Japan. And he made this statement that he kind of regretted, I'm paraphrasing, that they didn't in time have one ready for Germany. And I agree with him. I agree with him. Germany set the world on fire, and so did Japan in World War II. So Oppenheimer, at the end, in 1947, a couple of years after World War II ended, they were looking at renewing his security clearance, and they were going to break him. And they did. They set him up. They had a kangaroo court, if you will. And they were going to shut Oppenheimer down because the villagers were listening to Oppenheimer. He was against the building of the next generation bomb, which was the hydrogen bomb. The hydrogen bomb would have 1,000 times more destructive capability, at least, than the atomic bombs that they blew up Japan with. So he was concerned that there would be an arms race, and he was right on the money. And he was trying to stop the arms race. And because of that, he was discredited by your government. Your government beat him up, chewed him out, and spit him out. The guy who solved and ended World War II. Post-haste. J. Robert Oppenheimer. And so, the guys that worked on the atomic bomb, who gave years of their lives at Los Alamos, sequestered from everybody, those guys were chewed up and spit out by your government. It's an outrage. And that's what Rich has been talking about for years. He's been saying that the little guys, the whistleblowers, get beat up. The government says, we want whistleblowers. Tell us the truth. If you see something we're doing wrong, let us know. And then people do it, and then they get jailed. They get beat up. They lose their ability to earn a living, like us at USA Prepares. You think any of us could get a job? Hardly. Hardly. People beat us up because they don't show up for an appointment that they agreed to, and then they're mad at us. Really? We've lost our way. We've absolutely lost our way. And why is it? Why is it that people who have lost their mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and grandparents and children to COVID, which is a bioweapon, why is it that the people who have perpetrated these crimes have not been hung in the public square by lumber donated for the gallows by Lowe's, Home Depot, and the other big box stores? Why? Why haven't they been tried for crimes against humanity? Why? The manufacturing of bioweapons is against the Geneva Convention, which we signed on to. And we have biolabs operational in the United States. They've been discovered in Montana and in California. At least. Rich?
Yeah, I mentioned that just a few weeks ago in Montana. Absolutely. But think about it. If you work for the FBI, the DOJ, DHS, DOD, any of the big federal agencies, and you're walking down the hall, and you look at people in the eye, and you just, I mean, could you even look at each other in the eye knowing the corruption that's being done these days?
I couldn't work there. I couldn't work it for any government organization, not one. Rich, I want to thank you for sitting in for me and giving me the opportunity to work here on the farm, you know, during some of the broadcast days that you have. Keep the seat warm. I just want to say thank you very much.
Maybe
we can do it again. Hey, how about next week?
Sounds good.
Thank you, Rich.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.